B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right now.
The Beasley Media Group Station. Home of Mania Loren Morning.
Turn it up.
We're KISS 95.1.
What's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love y'all. I listen to y'all religiously.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I said, boy, you're jamming today, huh? You were over there banging on the desk.
I was feeling the music. I have my glow stick in my mouth. It's like 1:30 a.m. I'm in Miami.
Okay, I like it.
I don't know where Loren is. I don't know where Nicole is. I don't care. We'll meet up at the front.
It's pretty funny, actually.
Just let me be me.
You got it, dude.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday. I'll tell you one thing. A week from now, we will not be in here. A week from now, hopefully my eyelids are still closed as it will be Thanksgiving Thursday. And it seems to be creeping up on everybody. You're not the only one that was shocked to find out that Thanksgiving was next week. Yeah. I told you that earlier this week. My mother-in-law came over last night. We were having a long, drawn-out conversation about Thanksgiving. This year, we're having it at my brother's house. And since my mother-in-law lives here now and Amanda's grandmother, we're one big, giant, blended family like you.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all going to my brother's house to have Thanksgiving. And my wife's side of the family's in charge of the sides. They love the sides.
They're Southern. I get it.
So Amanda's like, I'm all stressed out. And her mom is like, don't worry about it. We have plenty of time. We'll do. Mom, it's next week. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I know. Wait.
What? It's next week.
We were literally sitting around yesterday and we were like, where did November go?
Oh, my God.
Like, where did it go?
Well, with everybody decorating for Christmas right after Halloween, November's just now an additional December.
Yeah. Pretty much.
What's going on in your world? What did you get into yesterday?
Oh, I finally finished our Christmas tree.
Okay.
That monstrosity of a thing.
Well, there's the reason why you don't know November, because you're already into December.
Yeah. So I needed to finish the Christmas tree before I tackled anything else in the house. So now I can start doing the windows outside and tidy up whatever's left of boxes and put it back in before Thanksgiving.
Right.
It just seems like my schedule is literally like, bam, 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 bam. I finally got to watch the last 20 minutes of Handmaid's Tale last night.
Did you watch Yellowstone yet?
No dice. Oh. I had 20 minutes in my schedule yesterday to be able to watch something, and I chose Handmaid's Tale. I will get to.
Okay.
To Yellowstone.
Okay. Oh, look at this. Kevin Costner, a.k.a. John Dutton, is on the phone. He wants to talk to you about not watching Yellowstone.
Okay, great. Hello, Mr. Dutton.
Morning, Loren. Why don't you like Yellowstone?
I love Yellowstone, actually.
Well, then why don't you act like it and watch it?
I will. I promise.
All right, I'm going to put Beth on the phone.
No. I don't think Beth is radio safe.
You like when I talk this low in the show and you gotta really turn it up so you can understand.
And then the something. Next scene is insanely loud. Yes.
Right. You gotta turn the closed camera down.
Am I old? By the way, does anybody else feel old because they have to put closed captions on?
No, I do. I had to do it for House of Dragon, too, and I also had to turn the brightness up. There was one scene where I just saw heads and eyeballs. I'm like, what is going on? And no, they talk really low.
Okay.
They talk really low. So we're watching the Tommy Lee, Pamela Anderson thing on Hulu.
Oh, see, I'm already farther than you on that.
Yeah. She just was at, I'm on episode 6. We're on episode 6. And she just went to the Haps place. She just went to the Playboy Mansion. Yeah. They're doing flashbacks now.
Yeah.
So she was at the Playboy Mansion. They showed how she became famous. I forgot. She was like at a game.
Yeah.
And they put the Labatt's blue ribbon cam on her. Like, the Labatt's is the Budweiser of Canada.
Yep.
And then the Labatt's spokesperson came over and said, hey, would you like to do some modeling, you know, for Labatt's? I forgot.
And her first boyfriend broke up with her because Yeah. There was like a poster of her.
Oh, poor thing. You know, I didn't realize it, and we were all so rough on her because we were in the media. You know, Jay Leno was cracking on her, Letterman was cracking on her, everybody in radio was cracking on her. But she didn't realize, like, she was on her way to become, like, a really good actress, and that movie Barbed Wire is supposed to be, like, her big
breakout,
film, her big breakout film, and it just, another film came out that was way more popular, unfortunately. But Tommy Lee was kind of a jerk, didn't pay off his workers, you know? And the guy wanted his money, so.
Yeah, I didn't realize how unbalanced that relationship was.
Yeah, Tommy, they, like, the movie shows it where Tommy Lee's struggling because it's the late 90s, and, like, Foo Fighters are big, the Killers are popular, and it's like, Motley Crue's not. Motley Crue stayed in the 80s.
But even just their personalities, like, I mean, I knew that he was, like, kind of a big personality, but I thought she had a bigger personality. And she's kind of more timid than I had envisioned in my head.
Yeah.
The character, anyway.
Yeah, but right. So, anyway, that's a good show. Also, I liked, I watched Tulsa King with Sylvester Stallone, where he plays a mobster, and I thought that was really good. And it's only 30 minutes, thank God, because I love that. I love, like, a quick show.
Yeah.
You know? So, I got to mention one more thing before we get out of here and get into a couple songs and then get into the show. Producer Nicole, I was telling you off the air, but more bad news for the Hornets. Boy, the Hornets didn't win last night. They can't catch a break. I think we've got only 3 wins all year long.
Mm-hmm.
Love them. I always want to support them. But we have the worst luck. LaMelo Ball went to go save a ball that was going out of bounds and twisted his ankle on somebody sitting courtside on a fan's foot.
No.
Yes.
Guys, this just keeps your feet under your seats, okay?
I mean, it reminds me of an old episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David's sitting front row at the Lakers game and Shaq goes to check in and Larry's got his legs out and trips Shaq and he's out for the season.
Yeah, that is a very Larry David thing.
Yeah. I mean, best of luck to our buddy LaMelo. I mean, I hate it. It's the same ankle that he was just recovering from. Terrible, terrible news. All right, well, we got a ton to do today. I promise we will do your Ed Sheeran tickets at 7 a.m. this morning. Also, someone stole something from Loren. We're going to find out what it is.
And
it happened here at work, so we'll get into that. Brand new War of the Roses, a married couple at 7:50. Just a ton to do. Oh, we also might have a special guest. A former Panther might be dropping by the studio today. I know he's coming in to say hi to his friends at Power 98, and I plan on robbing him and bringing him over here.
Fancy.
Yeah, we'll do that, too.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
So, Loren's kind of in this boat where she wants a doggy, and then she doesn't want a doggy. In fact, I was telling her the other day that Cora, my adopted boxer that I got from the Carolina Boxer Rescue, was kind of being a pain in the bed the other day. She couldn't get settled. She was kicking me around. And you go, tell me more.
Yeah, I was like, tell me more. I need to hear this.
So this came from the New York Post. A family in the UK was deciding whether or not they should get a dog, and the dad wasn't really on board. The mom was kind of on board, and the kids definitely wanted this puppy. So the son tricked his dad into getting him a puppy by pretending to be his mom on the WhatsApp, sending messages to his dad. The 9-year-old even went as far as to call dad hun and sweetie, phrases that mom uses. They were considering getting a dog. And when the neighbors got a dog, they had an 8-month-old puppy that was actually available to adopt. The dad was ready to jump at the opportunity, but mom wasn't sure. So while she thought it over, Noah, the son, thought that this was his chance. So he grabbed his mom's phone and started messaging. He said, the kids are screaming their heads off, hon. All of them want a dog. What do you think we should do, sweetie? I think we should get the dog. And it was enough to convince the husband to pick up the dog on the way home.
Oh, my gosh.
Their new puppy, Lulu, gets to stay, by the way.
Any repercussion for the kids?
They came up with a way to make sure that they don't get phone scammed again. To make sure I definitely know that I'm talking to my wife in the future, I'm going to have to ring her first and say, is this you? Or I'm going to have some sort of a code word.
I was going to say, you need a code word. like you do with your kids when you do pickups for strangers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember when your aunt tried to pick you up from school one time?
Yeah, we just had this conversation with my family. This is the most Loren thing ever. My mom tried to have my aunt pick me up from school. But
How old were you?
I was like, I don't know, in first grade or something. And we had a code word. Like, nobody else is allowed to pick you up unless they know the code word. Doesn't matter who they are. Because, I mean, a lot of times kidnappings are family members, by the way. Okay,
right,
so that was a conversation we had when I was little. And my aunt comes to pick me up from school because my mom had to work late. And she couldn't say this imaginary word that we had made up as our code word, which was muffwa.
She couldn't pronounce it right?
She couldn't say it. She kept saying, like, muff wax, wax muff. Like, she was saying, like, all the things around it. And I was like, nope, that's not the code word. Being all sassy as a first grader. Sorry, I can't get in the car with you if you don't know the code word.
So you didn't get in the car?
Didn't get in the car.
You walked home.
At some point, no.
Uh-oh.
At some point, she was like, get in the car! And I was like, I'm in trouble for this. I'm never forgiving you.
And you better be taking me home and not kidnapping me.
Right.
You didn't know the code word. But clearly, your mom had told her.
Yes,
she just couldn't pronounce it.
This was like an imaginary word that we made up. Like, even if she had, like, one syllable right, it was the code word, you know?
You didn't want to get into the car. Oh, my God. That is so funny.
I don't know. My parents could have been tricking me. Like, it could have been a test.
A test, yeah. See, I would have been so dumb, I wouldn't even have thought about the test. And then my aunt would have driven me home. My parents would have been, like, arms crossed. Like, what did you do? I'd be like, I don't know. I didn't walk. I know that. I got a nice ride on a cold day. It's the Mania and Loren Morning Show. All the hits, Kiss 95.1. Coming up in just less than 30 minutes, about 25 minutes from now, your shot at Ed Sheeran tickets to go see Ed in Atlanta, 7 a.m. this morning with Mania and Loren.
So, I have had something taken from me.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. And it is hindering my performance at work. I know I'm being dramatic. I'm aware.
You have lost your seat.
It's not my seat. It is not my seat. But here at Beasley Media Group, where everybody sits at their desk, they typically have a work computer. Well, I bring my laptop from home because I can do everything on it.
Right.
But I hate using the mouse on the laptop.
Like the one that's on the computer.
Yeah. I think it's hard to use. I can never get my mouse where I need it to be. So I have an external mouse that I connect wirelessly through Bluetooth.
Right.
And that's what I typically use. Well, my mouse has been taken.
From the studio.
From the studio. I leave it in here. I left for a weekend, came back, and the mouse is gone. Now, one would think, oh, well, somebody probably just put it in a drawer.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken all the drawers out of our studio. All of the drawers are gone. So it is not, like, left in here somewhere else. But I feel like I can't really send an email out because I don't want to be accusatory.
So what you have to do is what people have done in the past. They send it to our office manager, Leslie, and then she says, hey, if anyone saw a mouse, so then word gets out.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Now, I think you should be pointing fingers at somebody who is right here in the building right now. I think that would be producer Nicole, because wasn't it producer Nicole who, quote unquote, found money in the hallway?
Oh. You know, she does also have the same brand of computer. It would work with it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, but you know how much I hate your mouse.
I know.
Anytime I, like, go to help her on her computer, I'm like, get rid of this mouse.
I know. Not she's only, like, how do you use this thing?
Ooh, maybe she threw it away. Dun, dun, dun.
I think she threw it away.
I like that. Nicole hates the mouse so much that, like, if she caught somebody stealing it, she'd be like, dude,
just take it.
Don't steal it. It's so bad. You're not going to even want to use it. Like, steal
You're
something
gonna
else.
You're going to return it.
So really, huh? That is kind of weird, though.
Isn't like, it weird? That's a weird thing to take.
Why would you take that?
I don't know.
And you got to be careful around here, though. I tell you, like, we're gone Monday from 11:30 to noon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Friday from 11:30 to noon till Monday, you know, 4:45, 4:30 in the morning. And that's a long time that we're away from the building.
Yeah.
So I don't leave anything around.
But, I mean, I don't know. I took it out of my bag because I was like, well, this is silly to take a mouse with me to Chicago, so I'll just leave it here.
Shoot us a text. Tell us, what did you get stolen? The Mania and Loren text line is sponsored, of course, by Pro Wellness Family Chiropractic in Lincolnton. 704-570-9595. Call us, text us.
Somebody took Nicole's headphones.
That's right.
My nice headphones.
Mm-hmm. People have sticky fingers.
And you left those in that studio that you sit in every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
And I'm going to say this because I know my husband is sleeping.
Dun, dun, dun.
I lost one of my wedding bands in our bathroom. Like, I took it off to wash my hands and sat it on the sink and went back for it, and it was not there.
Now,
that's my fault because I left it in an open air. No, this was like 2 years ago.
Okay.
But, by the way, it's been 2 years. My husband still doesn't realize.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. I don't want to confuse stories, but didn't you lose something else and then he found it in
my actual wedding ring.
Okay, yeah. Your actual wedding ring you lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you found it.
But Dallas had it the whole time.
Dallas had it the whole time. Yes. I knew there was a story there.
Yeah.
Right. Waiting for you to ask for it.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think people just have sticky fingers around here.
Got a text from someone says, I have two jobs. One, I work for the city in the stormwater department, and the other is I'm a professional MMA fighter. So I was running the backhoe, and another crew was running with us, and one of the guys tried to steal my wallet. Let's just say I choked his ass out.
Okay.
People used to steal my flavored coffee creamer at work all the time. I worked at a call center with shifts around the clock. Each area had their own kitchenette with a mini fridge. Even if I wrote my name on it, it still got used. Mm-hmm. This is Kristen in Fort Mill.
And, you know, I think that was the false sense of security for me because I was like, it's not like we have an open desk system. Like, our studio is a closed door.
There's no reason for somebody
to be in here.
Yeah. Someone stole my bag of clothes, including underwear, as I was going to the gym afterwards.
That's weird.
Stole that from work. Someone broke into my wife's car and stole the alligator head on her dash. Gator's name was Frankie, if anybody sees it. Someone said, my coworkers always grab my stress balls off my desk, but I don't get up. They clearly need it more than me.
Hmm.
That's crazy. People are getting a lot of things stolen at work. Someone stole, that's Zach in Kannapolis who got his bag of clothes stolen. Zach, where were the clothes stolen from? This is why I love it. It's easy to text us, but gosh, I would love you guys to call us 704-570-9595 because, like, was your bag at your desk? Was your bag in a different place?
In some offices, like, I mean, not in our environment, but, like, in a factory or, you know, a hotel, some people have lockers.
Yeah. Someone said one of my coworkers just recently had a $400 piece of measuring equipment that had his name all over it stolen. See, who would take that?
Right. Who would take a mouse?
Who would take the mouse?
I don't know.
Zach said they were stolen from my locker. I like that we're texting back to him. Let me just tell Zach thank you. Hold on, everybody. I'm texting back on our Pro Wellness chiropractic text line. There you go. I had my retainer stolen at work. My AirPods were stolen by a student.
Uh-uh. Like, I need to go back to the retainer for a second. Who is stealing a retainer that is made for your mouth?
That's easy to find out, too. Just find the person who used to have crooked teeth.
Right. And now, all of a sudden.
I don't mean to point fingers, but geez, Carol, you used to have summer teeth, and now your teeth are looking great. What are summer teeth, Loren? Tell everyone.
Some are here, some are there.
Yeah, some go this way, some go that way. Crystal and Monroe, hey.
Hey, my husband went to the gym once, and then everything inside of his wallet was in the locker, but someone stole the actual wallet.
Dun, dun, dun.
So they were working hard for that. They had to go through everything to find the wallet.
Yeah. Mm. But they left, like, all the money, gift cards, everything in the locker.
That's the worst.
That stinks. Thank you. Marissa and Waxo said, I'm a waitress. I've had so many pens stolen.
That's true. People do take pens. And if it's a really nice pen and it writes nicely.
You ain't getting it back, sis. Dun, dun, dun.
You guys are awesome. I love this show. I'm listening to it driving to work.
Oh, we love you. Thank you.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
Today is National Unfriend Day.
Sorry.
Why are you laughing?
Because I feel like I typically celebrate this day, but this year I don't have anybody to unfriend.
We used to do an awesome segment called Unfriended.
Yeah.
We haven't done it in a while because nobody's asked us to help them unfriend somebody.
Which is probably a good thing.
I used to love that segment. I mean, I still do. We would do this segment. Maybe you never heard it, but we would say, all right, if you got unfriended by somebody, like if you're a brother and you got unfriended by your other brother, we'll call them live on the air and confront them and ask them why they got unfriended. And then we did it a couple times. And then I think something happened like behind the scenes I heard where one of the people was mad that the other one called them out on the radio.
Yeah.
But everybody gave us permission. And as long as you do that,
right,
what do we care? Sorry.
That's on you.
It's on you, man. We're just trying to help get the answer, but it's National Unfriend Day. Who was the last person you unfriended?
Oh, I don't want to say.
You don't have to say the name.
Somebody I couldn't, who was a little too loud in their views, I had to unfriend. Okay.
Political?
Yeah, it's not that I'm not friends with them. I just can't see their posts every day. Like, I can't. It affects it when it starts affecting my like mental health.
Yeah.
Then I have to like mute you or unfriend you. And it's not that like we can't cohabitate in life. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can't see your
right
stuff every day.
704-570-9595 on National Unfriend Day. By the way, thanks to Jimmy Kimmel for making National Unfriend Day on November 17th.
Okay.
Did you know that we owe him a thank you?
Did not.
You got to clean out your friends. Now, when I first started, and by the way, 704-570-9595, tell us who you unfriended. The last person you unfriended is what we want to know. Love to hear if it's a family member. When I first started Facebook in like 2008, I guess, in Memphis, I friended I accepted everybody's friendship because I was new to radio there and I just wanted to be friends with everybody and anybody who asked. And a lot of them were listeners. I never had a personal relationship with people. And so every once in a while, the way the algorithms work on Facebook, somebody who I don't even know will pop up. And I'll tell you what, you're going to get unfriended 10 out of 10 times for me. And it's not because I don't have a heart. I do have a heart and I feel bad for you. But for God's sakes, don't post that you're super sick. Don't post that you got into an accident with the scars all over your face. Don't post yourself, I hate that. Immediate unfriending if I don't know
really?
You. Oh, totally.
If you don't know them.
Yeah, if I don't know them.
Okay.
Personally, yes. That's what happened, though. I have all these friends in Memphis and everybody in Memphis is getting either bit by a dog, getting in car wrecks, super sick, or they wear it out. Like, I got COVID for the 8th time. And I'm like, for God's sakes, do something.
Stop
licking
doorknobs.
You're getting COVID 8 times. Stop. Anonymous, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning.
Anonymous, who did you unfriend?
So, by proxy, I had to unfriend my grandma. Because my mom and I don't have a relationship, and my mom was using my grandma's page to spy on me and my family.
Oh.
Wow, yeah. She knew how to do that?
So my grandma, Lord Lover, has a Facebook account, to keep up with the grandkids and keep up with, friends and things like that. But my mom supposedly doesn't have Facebook, but she was using my grandma's Facebook to spy and try to say some things to get me to come out of retirement and talk to her, so to speak. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you unfriended him.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Anonymous. We've got a lot of text message ran. Someone said, I unfriended my parents and my own brother and sister-in-law. Too much drama was affecting my mental health every day, and I didn't want that anymore.
Yeah. I get like, I don't know, if you are in your wild years and you have to unfriend your parents, they don't see everything that you do.
Yeah.
I get that.
Someone in Huntersville said they unfollowed someone they've known for 7 years on Insta just yesterday because all he posts are selfies and pictures and he degrades and exploits women. It was so gross.
Well, yeah.
Someone said, I just unfriended my sister recently for the same reason as Loren. I couldn't see her political posts anymore.
Yeah, listen, you're entitled to your own opinion. I just can't have it forced down my throat.
Someone said, my pseudo grandma is who I just unfriended. She got caught selling drugs.
Sorry.
Why is everyone's grandma so much cooler than mine was?
Your pseudo grandmother was selling drugs?
Like mine would be like, my grandmother got caught yarning too many blankets while she was sitting in front of the TV watching Judge Judy.
Right.
Nope, not this person. She got caught selling drugs and exchanging favors for drugs while her husband was sick in the hospital. She wrote me from prison, but I still don't want to talk to her. You guys are the best. I mean, what kind of story is that? Holy cow. I unfriended my cousin. He made this whole scheme of my wife cheating on me because he's unhappy with his own life.
Whoa.
I unfriended my family on Insta because they always snitched on my posts.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
Got another winner from Concord. Yesterday, Nikki from Concord won the tickets to go see Ed Sheeran on May 27th at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Today, Loren, we got to say congratulations to Carla in Concord.
Oh, congratulations, Carla.
I think everyone in Concord should play the lottery at some point. Two winners, 2 days. Congratulations, Concord. We got another pair of tickets for you tomorrow, 8:20, right after the free-for-all, your shot to go see Ed Sheeran in Atlanta. Now, pregnancy cravings are real. Anybody who's been pregnant or married or, you know, your partner was pregnant, like, you knew that you had and heard strange requests during the person's pregnancy.
Yeah.
Amanda hated, like, McDonald's, but she wanted, like, McDonald's fries and a shake.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't like meat while I was pregnant, like, and fish, forget it. And I love sushi. I love mahi-mahi blackened, like, in normal functioning, like, life. But when I was pregnant, you couldn't even open a tuna fish can around me. I was, like, about to vomit. And then my cravings were of fruit. But I would eat fruit in, like, such copious amounts. Like, it was
like
just...
any kind?
No. It watermelon and strawberries. But you know the 5-pound box of strawberries that you can get from Costco?
Yeah.
I would go through that in 2 days. Mm. Like, Dallas would call
me. Kids.
Dallas would call me and be like, hey, do you need anything from the store? And I'm like, can you get strawberries again? And he's like, no, there's a 5-pound thing in there. I was like, yeah, I ate it.
Not anymore.
Uh-uh.
Did you have the same craving for cash that you did years later with Jax?
No, one was strawberry, the other one was watermelon.
How weird is that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's probably not that weird, but it's peculiar to me.
But still, to crave a fruit like that is kind of strange.
704-570-9595. Love to talk to someone, anyone who's pregnant right now, and like, what is your pregnancy craving?
704-570-9595.
Aren't there weird ones?
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of weird ones. Like, unripe mango in soy sauce?
What?
Yes.
Oh, man, you know what I'm craving right now? I mean, listen, feel that baby kick. I need a mango. But not just any mango, honey. Bring me some soy sauce so I can dip the mango in the soy sauce.
And it's got to be an unripe mango. Yeah, that's weird.
Someone said my wife wanted pineapples, Loren, when she was pregnant.
Yeah, we got another text that says I craved fruit, too. But I wanted watermelon, lime, pineapple, apples, and they all had to have salt on them. And I would want them for a midnight snack.
Are all your kids, everybody who crave fruit, are all your kids bruisers like Lorenz Jax? Like, maybe we can get to the bottom of this scientifically and see if there's a common denominator here.
Well, yeah, but it can't be right because Cashin is not a bruiser and I crave fruit, you know?
Somebody said Doritos and cream cheese was their craving.
Oh, my gosh. I mean... I don't know.
Wow. A lot of fruit. Leslie from Mount Holly said I craved everything lime. Lime popsicles, lime chips, lime yogurt, lime slushies from Sonic. You named it, I limed it.
That's funny. Yeah, it's funny you said cream cheese before because somebody said bagel with cream cheese, but like not normal cream cheese. They wanted like blueberry, lemon, strawberry cream cheese.
Wow. That's so funny. Pregnancy cravings. It's a real thing. Darby in Lincolnton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you currently with child?
Yes, I am a little over 7 months pregnant right now.
And congratulations, number one. Number two, what are your strange cravings?
So, it's just a couple months back, like, for a solid week, all I wanted was the chamoy pickles. Hmm. But I didn't do it the way that you normally would. But I took a slice of pickle, rolled it in a fruit roll-up, and then dipped it in chamoy and then in the tahini.
And so, and just to be clear with all you ladies out there, these are not cravings that you had outside of the pregnancy. Like, you got pregnant, and then all of a sudden you just craved these items, right?
Yes.
And how did you even come up with that? Like, I would have never thought to roll a pickle in a fruit roll-up.
So I have a friend who was like, maybe you should try this since you're pregnant, because I don't normally like chamoy. Like, it has a weird flavor to me. And so she was like, just try it. So she brought everything over, and I was like, okay, let's do this. And I kid you not, I ate about four that day, and then the next day I ate a couple, and then the next day I ate a couple, and now I can't get myself to eat it again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you wore yourself out over it.
Thanks, Darby.
We had a weird message that said mine was, my weird pregnancy craving was rubber. Sometimes I would go to Walmart and buy groceries and just go to the tire aisle and stand there and smell the rubber.
Did somebody text us that?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, listen, no judgment, just like, but oh, my gosh.
And that might not be good for the baby.
Yeah. Someone said they crave peppermint patties and cold Pepsi. Cookie cake. Someone else said I was in a pregnancy that I was in a sympathy pregnancy. Whatever I craved, he craved. When I vomited, he vomited. It was so weird. We're talking about pregnancy cravings. And when I think of a pregnancy craving as a guy who had a wife who had cravings, I thought about food.
Yeah.
But now I'm finding it's more about the scent on a lot of these texts.
Well, I told you we got a text message that said somebody liked the smell of rubber. So they would like go to Walmart and to do their grocery shopping, but before they'd leave, they'd go to the tire aisle.
Well, listen to Katie. Hey, good morning, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, Katie. What did you crave?
The smell of gasoline and Sharpies. I actually had a Sharpie that I would carry in my purse with me, so when my mouth would start getting that, like, craving feeling, I would just take it out and smell it.
You know, my daughter has these Crayola markers that the red tastes like, smells like strawberry.
Yeah,
the blue tastes like blueberry. And
yeah.
Did you ever think of getting one of those?
No, just the regular one. It was like the extra big one.
You have a Sharpie over there?
Did you? No, I don't have one.
I wonder what.
Did you ever mention this to your doctor? Like, my concern is that there's chemicals in these things that people are sniffing.
Yeah, your body fights
no,
it off.
No, I never did. I always thought it was something with my iron or something, but I never continued with it.
Just because when her son gets cut, he bleeds Sharpie,
right,
doesn't mean that there is any correlation. Thanks, Katie. This is Haley. Good morning, Haley.
Hey.
You also had a sniff smell craving when you were pregnant. What was it?
Yes, I wanted to sniff cleaning supplies, like anything like Lysol, bleach. Like, I wanted to sniff it all the time. I didn't, but I would mop the floor like all the time because I wanted to sniff it.
I would mop the floor. I had the cleanest house in the neighborhood, I assure you of that.
Somebody comes over and they're like, really, wow, you're really nesting, huh? You want this place spick and span.
Wow.
Sure.
So random, so random. Thanks, Haley. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
All right, so I saw this on Yahoo, and I printed it out because I think it's worth going over.
All right.
It's for you single ladies out there and the ladies who are dating, or the guys as well who are dating, if you're gay and you're looking for a man. These are warning signs about men from men. Okay?
All right.
And I picked out, there was a bunch of them. We'll blog the whole thing at kiss95.1.com. But I picked out some of the ones that I thought were the most important. Don't trust a man who can joke about others, but does not think it's funny when the joke's about him.
I think about that with everyone in my life.
Yeah. There's you've got to be able to laugh at yourself. That's a well-rounded person.
Yes.
Here's another one. If anything happens to him and he shifts the blame to someone else or the situation, that's a big red flag. Sooner or later, everything will be your fault and not his.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I'm two for two, right? Picking
up
good ones.
Yep.
When they don't respect the word no, even if it's in the beginning of the circumstances.
I feel like we hear that a lot with date them or dump them.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't want to open up a whole can of worms, but there's something to, we'll talk about it on the wrap party, but there's something to the old adage of like a guy is always going to push for a yes and she's always going to push for a no. But the adage is like, but she really wants to say yes. You just need to persuade her. You know what I mean, right?
No.
Like, you roll your eyes, but I'm telling you, that's the adage that, you know.
It is the adage, right. But that, I mean, that's not right.
When someone is declaring, no, I'm not saying it's right, but well, I want to talk about that. We'll talk about it on the wrap party. When someone is declaring multiple times that they are not a certain way without a prompt. Like, I'm not really cheap, but I'm not paying for that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They feel the need to, like, defend themselves when you're not. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're dating someone and they turn out to be an overpleaser, they never seem to have their own opinion, especially if it conflicts with yours. Yes, men are for corporations, not for relationships. I like that one. Any man who identifies as a lone wolf, like Alan on The Hangover, they should be avoided. If a man doesn't have dudes or a group of friends or even family, then there's something very wrong. That's a red flag. And the last one is if he's selfish in the bedroom, then he's going to be a selfish partner in life. You're welcome, ladies. There's your red flags.
That's a pretty good list. Not going to lie.
By men, about men.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Zach, welcome to the Meanie and Lorenz Morning Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're playing Can't Beat Lorenz today.
Oh, lovely. First time ever.
Ooh.
Zach in Kannapolis.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
let's see how you do.
Throw her out of the studio, Zach.
All right, get out of there, Lauren.
I'm going.
Lauren putting her earphones down. She's walking out of the studio. She'll slam the door so we can hear it. There, she's gone. Now she goes into a hallway where she cannot hear. There's no speaker. She can't hear anything. Are you ready?
All right. I'm ready.
All right, buddy. Here we go. Question number one for you, Zach. Dwayne Johnson eats 6,000 to 8,000 calories a day. Well, so do I. What's the big deal about that? He also drinks up to 3 gallons of water. What is his nickname?
The Rock.
We all know that Shania Twain wants to collaborate with Olivia Wilde's boyfriend. His name is?
You got me.
All right. Jamie Lee Curtis and this actress want to do a Freaky Friday sequel, and it's apparently already currently being discussed. Who would she be doing that with?
Lindsay Lohan.
Question four. Jimmy Fallon asked this Twitter owner to help out with the hashtag RIP Jimmy Fallon.
Elon Musk.
And question number five. Cody Brown and sister wife Christine have been split for a year now, and Us Magazine gave us a sneak peek of this weekend's episode and to see if Christine will remarry. What network does sister wife air on? Three.
Got me. Again, yeah.
Two, one. Yeah, that's a hard one. She probably will know that. Come on in, Lorraine.
How do you do?
Zach did okay. He got three correct.
Okay.
Let's see how you do, Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
Put your earphones in so you can hear us.
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Johnson eats 6,000 to 8,000 calories a day. So do I. And drinks 3 gallons of water. What's his nickname?
The Rock.
That is correct. It is 1-1. We know that Shania Twain wants to collaborate with Olivia Wilde's boyfriend. Who is he?
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles is the answer we were looking for, Zach. Zach had no answer, so 2-1, Ren.
Hmm.
Jamie Lee Curtis and this actress want to do a Freaky Friday sequel, and it's apparently currently being discussed. Who would that actress be?
Lindsay Lohan.
It is 3-2. He got that one right as well. Jimmy Fallon asked this Twitter owner for help with the hashtag RIP Jimmy Fallon. And then the Twitter owner said, wait, how do I know you're not just some alien pretending to be Jimmy?
Okay.
Who is that?
Elon Musk.
It is correct. He got that one right as well. So 4-3. And question five, Cody Brown and sister wife Christine have been split for a year now. And Us Magazine gave us a sneak peek of this weekend's episode. And we'll find out if Christine will remarry. What network do we have to watch to see that?
With TLC.
Sister wife airs on TLC. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is correct. Unfortunately, no answer from Zach. She's good, man. Final score, Loren 5, Zach 3, 182 wins.
All right, Zach. I'm
sorry. All right, I'm Zach from Kannapolis, and I can't beat Lauren.
Thanks for playing, Zach.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Don't go too far, Zach. Got a brand new War of the Roses. It's a marriage. Rebecca thinks maybe her husband, Brian, is messing around with a coworker. We'll find out why and all the details coming up next.
War of the Roses, powered by Beach Mountain Ski Resort.
You want to start World War III?
War of the Roses with Manny and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Rebecca, you sent us a DM and said that you want to check up on your boo. What's going
on? It's her husband of 5 years, so we have to do a marriage here?
I know. I hate doing these.
I feel like maybe he's cheating, and I just don't have a good feeling.
Wait, do you have kids?
We do. We have one three-year-old. Yeah, so, you know, I'm in, but, like, I have a bad feeling. He's got this new job, which he, you know, he loves, and he's, you know, kind of mentioned this coworker a lot, and I have been noticing, like, this pattern, like, we're not intimate as much, and... Like, he's not available. He used to be available, like, to meet me for lunch and stuff, and now he's just kind of not. And, you know, like, and there was also this, like, I was supposed to actually meet this person, and there was, like, this after-work sort of, like, hangout time, and she just never showed, so I just felt like that was weird.
So I don't want to put words in your mouth, Rebecca, but you, whenever we do a War of the Roses, we either get an email or a DM, and you DM'd us, and you said that he talks about her a lot, and I don't want to scan over that point. Like, how often does he talk about her, and what's he talking about?
Just, like, her name comes up, like, all the time, like, how when I ask him about his day, like, and it's almost like he's trying to be, he's trying to be subtle about it when he met. I don't even know how to describe it, but, like, she just comes up. And now I'm just suspicious, and I can't shake it, and I don't like it.
Okay. What's her name?
Leslie.
Okay, we'll see if he sends the flowers to you or Leslie. Are you sure you're ready for this?
Oof, I gotta know one way or the other, so...
Hey, listen, I know plenty of married couples, too, who found out that the partner was cheating, and they actually worked things out, and their relationship's stronger than ever.
Oh, man. Okay. Let's do it.
All right. We're going to call Brian. Stand by. Don't say anything until we get as much information out of him if he doesn't send it to you, okay?
Okay.
Oh.
Hi, I'm looking for Brian, please.
This is he.
Hi, Brian. My name is Courtney. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We did an online Instagram tag contest, and one of your friends tagged you in our post, and then we randomly selected you and that friend to get $100 in beautiful free red roses. So I'm just calling to see if you have somewhere where you'd like to send those roses.
So somebody tagged me.
Yep. So we were doing a December giveaway for a dozen beautiful free red roses. Your friend tagged you in our post. We did a random selection, and it was the two of you who came up. So I do have, like I said, $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to somewhere.
I feel like I'm going to say yes, but, I mean, you're going to need my credit card info, right?
No. Brian, I don't need anything from you except for the person you'd like to send it to, the address, and then we do a QR code thing where that person can hear a message from you. So I just need those three things from you, and then we'll have them out today.
Three roses. All right. What the heck? Okay. I'll go ahead and do it.
All right. Who would you like to send them to? I just need the name first.
Rebecca.
Okay. Instead of doing a traditional card in the flowers, we do have a QR code where the person can scan the QR code and then hear a personalized message from you. So I can record that whenever you're ready.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
All right. Let's go ahead and start recording now, Brian.
Hey, Beck. Love you. Hope you enjoy these roses.
Well, congratulations, Brian. You passed the War of the Roses test. This is the Manny and Loren Morning Show. Maybe you've heard of War of the Roses.
Unfortunately, there's no roses. But your wife, Rebecca, has been on the phone. She's been listening in this whole time. I know you probably have a lot going on right now with a new job, but she felt like maybe you might be cheating on her.
What is happening right now?
Leslie. I'm talking about Leslie. You know? Like, I just needed to know. I had some bad feelings about you and her, you know? You're talking about her all the time, that you haven't been, you know, available to me, and I just had a bad feeling. So I just need to know, like, what's going on with that?
Is there anything there? You might as well be honest. You did send the roses to Rebecca, but before we get off the phone, like, you know, now you know how Rebecca feels, so maybe...
I mean, look, if anything, it's her I think she might have a little, like, thing for me, but it's...
See, look, that makes me feel uneasy.
But you have no reason to worry.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever lied to me about anything? Like, you know, if I asked if she's there, you know, which I have.
No.
Good question. There was one time where they were supposed to meet. Rebecca was supposed to meet Leslie, and Leslie didn't show. Was that Leslie being shady or throwing shade, you think?
I can't say for certain. That had nothing to do with me. Like I said, look, I think she might have some feelings for me, and so maybe she didn't want to meet Becca. But I mean, that's not my fault. I've done nothing inappropriate, and I will not do anything inappropriate. I think she's got a little crush on me.
Is there any way for you to, like, maybe put some distance there or say something to her since it's making your wife uncomfortable?
Like, imagine if I went up to her and said, hey, I need you to back off. And then she'd just go straight to HR, you know, like, I don't want to, like, cause a big scene. There's nothing there. I love you, baby. Sorry.
I love you, too. I feel a little better.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I listen to you every morning on my
commute.
You're
stylish.
Woo!
Aw, thank you so much. You're the best.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
I don't know. People seem to like the show, Loren. It's amazing.
Beyond me.
Yeah, beyond me as well. We love doing it for you. Thanks for listening and waking up with the Manny and Loren Morning Show. If you missed anything, like that War of the Roses that just went down, we're getting tons of comments on that War of the Roses. Yeah. We do a new War of the Roses 7:50 on Thursdays. And this one was with Rebecca and Brian. And Rebecca and Brian have been married for 5 years. They have a little one. But he talked too much about his coworker, female coworker. And she thought maybe that combined with a couple other, you know, patterns, he might be cheating with her. Excuse me. Well, he came up and said that he sent the roses to Rebecca. And then we also said, well, or Rebecca said, well, you know, why don't you say something to her? Like, push her off a little bit because he claimed that she crushes on him.
Yeah.
And I thought he brought up a good point. He's like, I don't want to bring that smoke to work because if I go up to her and say, hey, I need you to back off a little bit, then she's going to go to HR and be like, well, she could go to HR and be like, hey, Brian's acting inappropriate with me. So she said, ultimately, Rebecca said, I get it. And he said, I love you, Rebecca. There's nothing going on. Yeah. And Rebecca believes her. Mm-hmm. Rebecca believes him. But everybody says he has all the red flags. Run, Becca. Only a guilty person worries about HR.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I kind of understand where he's concerned about that. But then if you do it in the right environment and you have a witness with you, you know what I mean? Then...
yeah.
Then the witness can attest to the fact that, like, you weren't being creepy or you weren't being, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe he should go to HR first.
Maybe.
That could be the move. Like, hey, I was just on War of the Roses on Kiss, and the HR director goes, I know, Brian. I heard.
But, I mean, he could be like, you know, I don't want to make this a big deal. I'm just, I want to get your advice on possibly saying something to her to just cool, just chill out.
I'm really surprised that the radio fam thinks he's cheating. You didn't feel that at the end of it, did you?
No, me neither.
Someone says he doesn't have to say anything to Leslie. He could just back off from her. Yeah. I mean, don't talk about her too much.
Yeah. And I mean, if they worked that closely together, that would be like, imagine if you had a crush on me. Like, we work hand in hand every single day. It's not like we could distance each other, you know?
If I didn't know all 50,000 things about you, maybe one day there would be a crush.
And just too many red flags.
I mean, you spit red, as I do. We know way too much about each other.
You're like, Dallas, how do you do it every day?
We had a long talk in the Bahamas about how he does it every day. Yeah. And he asked me the same thing. He goes, bro, you're with her longer than I am.
That's true.
I don't know. Someone says, like Shane and Gastonia says, I get it a little, but I'm willing to fight HR, lose my job for the one that I love. You shouldn't be afraid of HR.
Well, that's why I asked him. I was like, you know, if it's making her uncomfortable, then you really should do something about it.
Yeah, Amanda texted and said, my husband's a nurse and he's a male in a female-dominated field. I've been where she is. Her husband does not have control over someone else's feelings. Rebecca needs to chill. Or maybe she's saying, no, yeah, I guess she's saying Rebecca needs to chill. Logan in Dallas says, I was in the same situation. I know my wife and her became friends with the person that was crushing on me.
Yeah.
So, but she asked that woman to come to a work event where they all were, and Leslie, the coworker, never showed up. How many people have someone at your partner's work that you don't like, though? And why don't you like that person? 704-570-9595. If you're in Rebecca's situation, we'd love to hear you.
I bet it's more often than you think.
The Manny and Lorenzo on demand.
We are in the middle of a conversation on whether or not you have a partner who works with a coworker and you don't really like the coworker because you think maybe there's some flirtiness going on or some inappropriate conversations and behaviors going on, just based on the War of the Roses that we had with Brian and Rebecca. And if you missed that War of the Roses, there's hundreds of them right now on the Manny and Loren War of the Roses podcast, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Good morning to Zach in Kannapolis. Hey, Zach.
Hey.
Hey, Zach, didn't you play Can't Be Loren an hour ago?
I just did. I did.
Oh, great. I love that you came back. What did you want to say?
I texted in at 6:42.
Oh, nice. You're hitting us every hour, Zach. We love people like you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
What do you got?
All right. So my husband works with another gentleman that is very lovey, very like hugs him all the time. Sometimes I go up there and he's like all touchy-feely on him. I'm like, I don't like that. That's kind of a weird situation going on.
Hmm.
And have you ever said anything to him?
I have. And my husband has said something to him as well, supposedly for my behalf. But, you know, it's one of those like weird situations. I'm like, I don't like that. And like, I said it in his face before, and he kind of was like, well, it's just how I flirt. I don't think my husband ever do anything. Honestly, never would ever think that.
I kind of felt like Rebecca was feeling the same way in that War of the Roses. She just wanted to, make sure she wanted to see who he sent the roses to when he sent them to her.
Mm-hmm.
To Rebecca,
It's just weird, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Zach. We appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you next hour, buddy. Brittany and Rock Hill, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Brittany, were you in this situation?
I have been, and this is working in the restaurant business. So many things go around the restaurants, and at points, I worked there too. And, you know, when they, like, sneak off around the corners, or they're in the back of the kitchen, and then other servers tell you stuff, like, it's crazy. Restaurants are just not the place.
Ooh, there's a lot of canoodling going on at the restaurants between the employees. Is that what you're saying?
So you're saying to watch out.
Yes. Every restaurant I have ever worked at.
Okay, thank you, Brittany. I'm going to keep my eyes open this weekend. I'm going out to dinner with my wife on Saturday night. I'll see which waiters are serving each other, Loren.
I like what you did there.
Anonymous in Clover, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Anonymous, what do you think about this whole situation?
I just think in marriages, people get into ruts a lot, and I feel like maybe he likes the attention that he's getting. It's flattering, and you know, again, he may not want to act on it, but it's a little bit flattering when you've been married for 5 years, you have a little one at home, and somebody's flirting with you at work. And also, maybe he's talking about it at home with Rebecca a lot, talking about Leslie a lot to her because he wants her to be a little jealous. You know, it might be flattering for him if his wife's a little jealous for his affection and attention. Maybe they're not spending time together at home, and he wants her to want him a little bit more.
So you think this is calculated?
I think that it's flattering and that he probably could be speaking about her at home because he's flattered and he might want to see if Rebecca gets a little reacted by it.
Mm. Yeah, I think there's definitely something to that. Thank you, Anonymous, and you're not the only one. Somebody else sent us a text message saying the same thing. He's not cheating, but maybe he's flattered that he still has it.
Yeah.
So he's trying to get some more out of Rebecca.
Yeah, I get it.
But don't use Leslie at work as your scapegoat.
Your scapegoat?
Your escape goat to try and get more loving from Rebecca.
Escape.
It's the Manny and Lorenz Show on Kiss 95.1.
I wonder how many people out there are like me. I wonder how many people out there have a partner and someone in their partner's family just loves them.
Okay. Well, you think very highly of yourself.
I know
huh?
this to be true, Loren. Like, who in your family really loves Dallas?
Everybody. Everybody loves Dallas more than me. I'm pretty sure in a divorce, he's getting my family, too.
Does he have them all fooled?
I mean, he is a likable guy, but nobody, like, you know, every relationship puts up with crap from the other person.
Mm-hmm. Is he out of town today?
No. Huh. He's in the car right now, actually. I'm sure I'll get a text message here in a moment.
Yeah, he was on you yesterday for saying something about him. Well, the reason why I'm asking this, Dallas, and everyone else is because I love it. I just love the fact that Amanda's grandmother loves me. And she should. I'm a good grandson-in-law.
Okay.
That's what I would be. And how cool is it, by the way, that Dean and Ruby, my 9 and 4-year-old, have a great grandmother in their life?
That is really
Isn't
cool.
Isn't that really cool?
Yeah, I had one when I was little, too.
I never did. Like I said before, I just remember my grandparents always being old. My, you know what I mean? Like, there was great-grandma had died in, like, the 1940s. But I'm just curious. 704-570-9595. Who in your family just loves your partner? And you can't figure it out? Because Amanda's like, you got her fooled. because I have fun with it.
Because what
will happen is we'll be having dinner, for instance, and grandma will say, I'm going to get a little more milk. And Amanda will say, babe, get grandma more milk. And grandma will go, I got it. Let him sit and eat.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, I'll sit and eat.
And you just...
And she goes, babe, get up and get... No, grandma wants to do things on her own.
Oh.
She's 80 years old, and she wants to be, you know, independent and do things on her own, which she is. But it's like little things, too. Like, I helped her put a table together, and she's just so thankful. She tells me thanks, and then she tells Amanda thanks. Like, Steven was so good to come over and do that. Why are you rolling your eyes?
Because I just feel like you... Well, number one, I know that you love this. Like, you love the fact.
Do you think I'd bring it up on the radio if I didn't love this fact?
No, I know you wouldn't. But it's like, Amanda, like, I don't know. So, because I feel this way with Dallas about my family, because I know my family likes Dallas better than they like me. So, like...
But see, Amanda's grandmother doesn't like me more than her. She just brags about me, which I like.
Your family
doesn't like Dallas more than they like you.
Yes, they do. And, like, sometimes I, like, roll my eyes and I'm like, it's because you guys don't see the crap.
That's what I said to begin the conversation with. He's got them all fooled.
And it's not a fool, because it's not fake.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like a facade. He really is great.
You're just getting the best version of Dallas.
Side. Right. Right. You're not, yeah.
Nobody else is texting. This isn't popular. Like, I guess we're the only ones with this kind of neuroses.
It cannot be. It cannot be.
704-570-9595. The Manny and Loren Pro Wellness Family Chiropractic text line is open from our friends in Lincolnton. Anybody else have a partner who is just loved by your family and maybe you can't figure it out? I love that. I just love stories like that. I love reading these. Because it's nothing more than I would do. I do the same thing for Amanda's mom.
Yeah, but you play into it, too. I know you do.
Oh, I do with Grandma. But Amanda's mom, like, you know, she's somewhere down the middle. She's, like, thankful that I do things for her, but she doesn't go out of her way to text Amanda and tell Amanda how amazing I am that I got in the car, drove over to Matthew's because she lives here now.
But you would probably do more for Amanda's mom if she did that.
Graham's had her first kind of touch with fame, too. Because she went to, like, a new dentist, and the people at the front desk were like, well... What brought you here from, you know, Johnson City, Tennessee?
Oh, my great-grandson.
My granddaughter's married to Manny. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. That's awesome. And she got a kick out of that. So if you run into Grams, be nice to her. She's a sweetheart. My mom loves my husband. And it's hilarious to me, someone said. Literally everyone in my family, just like Loren, grandma, aunts, even my mom. But that's maybe because I'm always the black sheep of the family.
Okay.
My dad loves my boyfriend. He calls him the second coming to Jesus. Jeannie in Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning.
Jeannie, you feel the same way I do. Everyone loves your husband more than you.
Everyone.
Isn't it annoying? You're like, somebody's...
more.
And Jeannie, I feel this way all the time. I'm like, somebody's got to like me best.
That's exactly what I feel, but even my husband's family loves him more than his siblings, so I'm like, okay, I'll just love you. They'll take him in the divorce 100%.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you guys are funny, Jeannie.
I'm telling you.
You and Loren. Lori in Lincolnton, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Are you in the same boat as we are?
Yes, my husband and my uncle, these two are like two peas in a pod, let me tell you. If I come over to my mom's and my uncle is there, the first thing he says is, where's Timmy at? Well, why didn't Timmy come? Is he okay? And I'm like, he's like, well, how's Timmy? I'm like, well, it doesn't matter how Timmy is. I'm your
right.
You need to think about me, not him.
Thank you for the warm welcome. I feel the love to be here.
Thanks, Lori. We got a text from someone that goes, yes, in all capitals. My family loves my girlfriend. Even when we broke up briefly, they still invited her to all the family functions and included her. And we weren't even together.
Yep.
Just love all around.
So annoying.
You guys are awesome. I love this show. I'm listening to driving to work.
Oh, we love you. Thank you.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on KISS 95.1.
So I was just reading this. It's pretty funny. This just popped up. You know, with Thanksgiving coming, that means you break out the good china, Loren.
I do every year.
Now, can you put your china in the dishwasher?
Mine says that you can, but I get nervous, so I wash them by hand.
Yeah, that's what somebody just said. Somebody just posted on a Reddit forum, and they're like, why do people buy china that you can't put in the dishwasher? The family's going to sit in the kitchen for hours doing dishes while the other half of the family watches football and digests their food peacefully.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I think we do put our decent. Now, it's not like china, but it is the nicer plates. Those go in the dishwasher. Now, are you someone who washes off the food before you put it in the dishwasher?
Yes.
Like, my brother's savage. He'll just put whatever's on the plate in the dishwasher, and he wants the dishwasher to do the work.
I don't think I would be as caught up in what goes into the dishwasher, except for my husband is really, like, that's a detail that he cannot get over. I'm like, Dallas, it looks clean. Like, at this point, I could have just washed it.
He washes it all the way off and then puts it in?
Yeah, like I'll rinse it off and put it in, but like he wants it like spotless.
And then he puts it in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
So he's doing the work.
Yeah.
You ever think about removing the dishwasher and putting a bigger wine fridge there or something?
Uh-huh.
Since you have a Dallas.
Mm-hmm. No, he does. I mean, he still wants, because like it sanitizes it in the dishwasher is his whole thing.
Yeah. Where do you keep the china?
So I have like a cabinet that has a glass door on it in my kitchen, and that's where the china
is. Okay. Ours is out in the garage in like these really nice bins, and they're wrapped really nice.
See, that would be too much work for me to like pull them out every year.
They weigh 6,000 pounds. It's impossible to move. Like the containers are like uncle.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if we're going to use that china this year. I don't know. Amanda, what are we doing china-wise? Like, if we're not going to use that
just
get rid of it?
If you're not hosting it, it's not your
Christmas
responsibility.
Eve. My head's going to Christmas Eve.
Gotcha.
Not Thanksgiving. Yeah, we're going to my brother's house for Thanksgiving, where we'll be eating on paper, which is just as well. Paper plates, throw them in the garbage.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true. It's a smart move, though. But if we're not going to use this good china, then maybe we should just get rid of it, and I can put other things in that spot in the garage.
God, you sound like Dallas. We are like right in the middle of college application season.
Good point.
And a lot of people change their majors in college, you know. But I think when you go into college, you go in thinking that you want to do one thing, and you may change that a couple different times.
That didn't happen to me, but because I majored in communications.
Yeah.
I know so many other people who are listening right now majored in communications. But how many people that majored in communications are either doing PR, media, social media, radio, TV, movies.
Right.
I mean, your major was
Communications.
And, but before that, it was
theater.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I found an article that talked about ZipRecruiter's recent survey of 1,500 college graduates.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out that 44% of those 1,500 people actually regret the field they studied.
So they graduated with the degree, but now they regret it. They didn't even change in college.
Right.
All right, you have the list?
Yep,
I sure do. Let's do it.
So let's go backwards, right?
Most regretted majors. So if you're thinking about getting into college and you're doing your applications now, like Ren said, don't do these majors.
Yeah, so this is the top 10. English language and literature is number 10. Biology, number 9. Political science and government, number 8.
See, I think that would be cool.
I do too, but it would be so stressful to work in politics.
Yeah.
Number 7 is medical. And
medical? I thought that was the big one. Pre-med, post-med, nursing?
Yes, but it is. I've actually heard a lot of doctors say for what they spent in college versus like how long it takes them to pay off their student loans, it's almost like it's daunting. Number 6 is marketing management and research. I mean, what's left? What is left after this list?
Business.
Education, number 5. Communications, number 4. This is the top 3 now of the most regretted college majors. Liberal arts, general studies.
You know what? People are just trying to get by in college. Let's take it easy with the regretting.
But you know what? Like, part of this survey, too, like, went into the fact that, like, if you have a bachelor's degree, you typically make 84% more than those who just have a high school diploma.
Yeah, right, yeah. Although some jobs are saying that they don't even need the diploma.
Right. Where did I leave off? Number 2?
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 is sociology. Number 1, journalism.
Yeah, my brother majored in journalism in Kansas, and he's a retired stockbroker.
What's he doing? Yeah.
Retired stockbroker.
He didn't do anything with that.
No. No, and he's smart because the newspaper's pretty much gone away, and magazines, too.
Yeah.
Sadly enough, you'd be journalisming on digital.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I engineering wasn't on the list. That's a big one.
Nope, engineering was not on the list. Oh, okay. There's a least regret.
Oh.
Kind of list, too.
Shoot that one real quick.
10, this is the least regretted now. 10, human resource management. Construction trade, number 9.
It's a good one.
Yep. Physiology.
Okay.
Finance. Business management is number 6. Health, number 5. Nursing, number 4. Engineering, 3. Criminology, 2. And computer and information sciences, number 1.
Mm.
That's because those computer information and science majors are making 100K plus a year.
They figured
easily.
It out.
Yeah.
Our friend Tanya said, I don't regret majoring in theater. I wish I double majored in that. And Kristen in Fort Mill said, where's her text? I just lost it. Oh, if you don't know what you want to do, major in business.
Yeah. I agree.
You just have an understanding how to run a business. You can figure out what your passion is and develop those skills.
I agree. Or just declare liberal arts until you understand what you want to do.
We had Parks and Rec at my college. So communications typically is like the laughingstock major of all the college majors that you can get a degree in. But we had Parks and Rec.
And even, that was even worse.
Even the kids in like radio and TV like laughed at the Parks and Rec people. We're like, dang, gonna go fix a seesaw today?
Hey, everybody needs one.
It's the Manny and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
9:03. Kids are all in school. So we can talk about this. And it actually has to do with school, but it's more adult-leaning conversation. And you can be anonymous when you talk to us because you know we're going to turn to you for this. An Arizona teacher and her husband were fired after filming an OnlyFans video in the classroom. She was fired. We talked about this on the wrap party a couple days ago.
Yeah.
She was fired because she recorded OnlyFans videos in her classroom. The science teacher's videos were found by students and shared with each other. She said that she did it because she couldn't afford to be a teacher anymore. And her husband, who's also a fourth grade teacher at the same school, was in the same boat. So they started filming the videos at the beginning of the summer to help cover the bills when no students were in the building and the filming happened. However, the school's like, you know what? Don't use our school and your classroom as a set
for your
OnlyFans account.
Right.
So whether you think or not that it's a okay thing or a bad thing, here's what we want to know from you. Did you move furniture at your job? 704-570-9595. We don't need details. Maybe you tell us, you know, what kind of job it was. An office.
Ooh.
Ooh.
What?
Who listening right now has moved furniture at the highest elevation? Like anybody do it in the anybody do it in the Bank of America building?
That's funny.
Right?
Yeah.
Like what floor were you on?
I mean,
where's Sugar Baby? I'm sure Sugar Daddy has a floor.
Oh, she's part of the Mile High Club. She beats everybody.
She literally has probably done it a mile high up. 704-570-9595. You can text us or call us. You can be anonymous. How many people out there have moved furniture at work? Maybe not even where you're working now. I told Loren on the rap party, I'll share it with you because maybe people didn't hear the rap party. When I lived in California, a girl I dated really wanted to move furniture at the radio station. She thought that was so funny and so interesting.
And did you?
Well, of course I went along with it. I was a young manny at the time.
I'm sure.
I never told anybody, by the way.
This is awful, but I'm sure somebody has moved furniture in this studio. Although, I don't know. There's a lot of cameras.
Well, there wasn't for a time. You're right. And this studio, now it's just us and Cameron every once in a while. But for the most part, the studio was busy.
And we used to, like, there used to be overnight people.
You're right.
I would imagine the overnighters are the ones that got all the action.
The overnighters. They were the ones with the best stories, too.
Yeah.
I'd come in on the morning show in Little Rock when I first started working there in the 90s, and the overnight guy, he would always try and get the girls out before we'd come in to start doing our morning show prep, you know, at like 5 a.m.
That's what I mean.
And sometimes he didn't get them out in time. let's say good morning to David in Charlotte. Hey.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
David, did you move furniture in your office?
Not my office, but when I was younger, about 25, I had an older HR manager. She's in her probably early 50s, and we moved furniture in the HR office.
And I'm not even sure I could focus if I was like in the HR office. I'd be like, are we in trouble for this later? Like, are you gonna write me up?
Nah, she couldn't write me up. I mean, there was a lot of things going on the side too, and she happened to be married as well, so I mean, I probably wasn't doing the best thing. But
hey, listen, everybody makes mistakes. Now, did you go back or did you just stay after work when everybody left?
Oh, no, this was at night. So, I mean, there were a few people still there, but not a lot.
Wow.
Moving furniture with the HR director in
That's
the HR
nerve.
Office. Thanks, David. Text messages coming through. Wife used to be a CNA, and we used to move furniture at the hospital.
Do you remember
when I would have lunch with her?
We got a, I think it was a Confession Wednesday once, a Charlotte Secret, where somebody was going back to the dentist office.
Oh, yeah.
To have an affair.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do.
And I was like, ugh. I was like, we sit in those chairs, dude.
Oh, she was like with a patient.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Good memory. Someone said they worked at Subway and moved furniture at the Subway restaurant once.
People eat there. You can't do that.
someone said I was sleeping with my boss and we both were closing one evening at a pharmacy and it was slow. So we moved furniture in the break room.
Oh, my gosh.
I have several times at my old job, even on the printing machine, we asked. Okay. So these people all understand this Arizona teacher.
I don't want to know any more about food and dentist offices and
printing areas.
Oh, control delete.
Okay. If you missed anything from today's show, including the War of the Roses, go grab the podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. You can download the Kiss95.1 app for your smartphone. It is free. Oh, wait, before we go, Loren.
No.
Yeah, come on.
No.
Somebody met their wife. Dwayne in Mooresville. Hey.
Hey, guys.
Come on. End on a positive up note.
Okay.
You still there?
Yeah, good. End on a positive up note. Go ahead.
Yeah, so my wife and I met we moved furniture at a Christmas party. While she was dating another guy, and then
at her office,
well, at an event off-site. It was like a continued education review.
See, isn't that beautiful, Loren?
It's beautiful.
So then when we went back to the office, she ended up breaking up with a guy, obviously married me, but she had started wearing dresses and skirts to work every day just to make it easier to move furniture at work.
La la la.
Damn it, Dwayne. You went one sentence too far. You had her with
you
the whole married.
You had me, Dwayne.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.